Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont political leaders are sharing their condolences and memories after the death of former President George H.W. Bush on Friday. VPR's Henry Epp has more.
On Twitter, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said both the former president and his wife Barbara, who died in April, will be remembered for their, quote, humble and devoted service to the country they loved. In a statement, Governor Phil Scott remarked on President Bush's leadership and service, both in government and in the military during World War II. Congressman Peter Welch called Bush, quote, one of the most decent and honorable public servants to serve as president. And Senator Patrick Leahy, who was in the Senate when Bush presided over the body as vice president in the 80s, noted the two often differed over policy, but recalled Bush's sense of humor and said his decency, civility, and humility remain a, quote, important example to the nation. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.
Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger has come out in favor of a so-called carbon tax. Weinberger says climate change is a growing threat to the world's economy and ecology.
I think that's what this carbon pollution fee represents, is a comprehensive solution that can actually address in an effective way the problem of climate change.
Weinberger says he's working with his mayoral counterparts in other Northeast states to build support for a regional carbon tax. But he says Vermont should move forward with a carbon tax on its own if other states are not willing to follow suit. Governor Phil Scott opposes a carbon tax, and carbon tax legislation has struggled to find support in Montpelier. Vermont's Attorney General says it will soon send out paperwork needed for Volkswagen owners to receive their part of a $2.9 million settlement. The company has paid billions of dollars in fines and compensation to diesel car owners since 2015 for cheating on emissions tests. WCAX reports that claim forms will go in the mail December 14th. The head of Vermont's National Guard will leave his position next year. VTDigger.org reports that Major General Stephen Cray will step down in February. Cray has been leading the Vermont Guard since 2013. Governor Phil Scott made the announcement Friday. He also said he was, quote, concerned about a series of VT Digger articles that reported excessive drinking and sexual harassment of women within the Vermont Guard. Eye in the sky today, areas of dense morning fog, a few breaks of sun south, mostly cloudy with rain showers likely through the Adirondacks and Route 2 north, spotty in southern valleys today, a dusting to 2 inches of snow through tonight and highs upper 30s to mid 40s.